Peace, everyone. Hi, this is Angela Jordan Perry, and welcome to the Homeschool Upstart podcast. Wow, this is exciting, and I'm looking forward to this journey with you. Let me just answer a few questions for you as we get started. Why even have the Homeschool Upstart podcast, right? So another podcast that's out there for everyone to listen to. So, you know, this is in line with my purpose-driven life, and I'm going to share that in just a minute, but let me let you know who I am. I am a homeschool mom myself of 19 years. I have 8 children that I've been homeschooling. 3 have graduated all the way through homeschool, and now they're adults aged 23, 21, and 19. The last 2 will be having birthdays in just a few months, but, and 5 of whom I'm still homeschooling. And so we've been very, 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 that's been my life, very active in homeschooling. And now I serve the homeschool community in South Carolina, the state of South Carolina, as an Option 3 Accountability Association director. And that basically means I give families legal status to homeschool in the state of South Carolina. Okay. So, you know, other than that, I have my hands outreached into a lot of areas. This is all in line with my purpose-driven life, which is to make a positive impact on thousands, thousands, thousands of homeschoolers worldwide. Okay. So the Homeschool Podcast, Homeschool Upstart Podcast, is just another entity to help me reach my purpose-driven life. The other things that I do, I have a Girlfriend's Guide to Homeschooling with Angela Jordan Perry, and that's who I am. That is specifically an outreach to those of the African diasporic homeschool community. And connected to that is a podcast which is called Girlfriend's Chat. Let me slow my brain down here. So it's Girlfriend's Chat. That's a podcast. It's on all platforms, Girlfriend's Chat with Angela Jordan Perry. Again, the Homeschool Upstart podcast, Educating Our Own. That is another platform to encourage those of the African diaspora community to homeschool and the tools and resources they need. I mean, anyone can use those resources, but that's my target audience specifically. And so, as you can see, I'm very, very, very involved. And then my association here in the state of South Carolina, which is United Community of Homeschoolers Unlimited. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook, podcasts. I'm everywhere. And my purpose-driven life drives me towards that. So that's why I have this podcast, the Homeschool Upstart podcast. You know, but in addition, many people love being on YouTube. There are another group of people who love to be on Facebook. There's another group of people who love Instagram. Other people who love reading blogs, which I have that as well. And then there's a community who loves podcasts. And I'm one of those people who love and enjoy a great podcast. While I'm in the middle of doing something, I can listen to a short, you know, spurt of information to encourage me along my journey. So that's what you should find here on the Homeschool Upstart podcast. Okay. So today, other than just giving you my quick introduction, I think I told you everything I would want you to know. Let's see. Yeah, I've been a life partner for 27 years. And we, again, live in South Carolina, where we are small, self-sustaining farmers. But we are moving out of farming, as I've been a vegan for a year. And my family are now going into, they're about 70% vegetarian, but heading towards 100% vegetarian. So our animals will become more our pets and not our sustainability of food. Okay. And, yeah, that's it. That's about all. I'll soon become a grand love, or a love ma, as I'm calling myself. My oldest will be having her first child, my first grand love, and I'm excited about that venture. All right, so today, what I'd like to speak to you about, and just give you some thoughts to contemplate and consider, is, you know, now you've made this decision to homeschool. Now what? What do you do with that decision? Yeah. And if you've already been homeschooling for a while, great. I'm sure this will benefit you as well. And if you're totally new, but just looking for resources and how to get this thing started, I'm going to give you just a taste of some information today. But our journey on this podcast is really to bring encouragement, basically to get you in a good place to upstart your homeschooling right off the bat, to maintain that homeschooling journey on a good footing, and then just to enjoy the homeschool footing that you have found in homeschooling. So that's what we're going to have. There's a whole lot of different resources, and I'd love to hear from you if there's anything that you like to hear, okay? So now you've made this decision. Now what do you do? The first thing I would encourage you is to get your why in place. Why in the world did you even decide to homeschool? Because on the days or the times that you feel like you cannot do it, or you want to give up, or, you know, public school is much easier or private school is easier than me doing the work, think about the why. Why did you even decide to do it? That's going to propel you constantly. My why initially was I just saw my auntie, this black female, and my uncle, happily married with, at the time, I think they had just 4 children, and they were homeschooling. And I had never seen anyone homeschooling, let alone a black family homeschooling. And that was like, okay, that is my goal. I desire to do that for my own children. And I loved how mannerable her children were. I loved the idea that there was structure and order in her home. I loved the idea that the kids all sat together and, you know, did their schoolwork with mommy right there. I loved the idea that my auntie was, you know, a stay-at-home mom. That was very much unfamiliar, you know, to me. And so I desire that. Now, the one thing about having a why is that it changes as the years progress, you know. And my why is what initially started me, you know, what I said, as far as seeing my auntie and uncle homeschooling their 4 children. They ended up having 6. So at the time it was 4. And that was when I was 12 years old, and I would go and stay with her every summer in Charlotte. And then it had progressed as I began to have children and saw how smart and quick learner my oldest daughter was. Then I was like, oh my gosh, I am going to homeschool. This is what I'm going to do. This is my life journey, because look how fast she's learning this information and how she wants to learn the information. And then my second child came along, my son, and he was a live wire. When I say full of energy, okay, if you are old enough to know about Sonic the Hedgehog, who would run around the house, run around all over the place really fast and say, I gotta go fast. Okay, that was my son, just full of energy. And I knew that if I put him in school, he would certainly be labeled with some issue or something. And so that was another reason why I homeschool. And then each child brought a clarity of the why. And just as life went on, we became more sure of our why of homeschooling, and that, you know, we love to travel. And so my husband, when he was in corporate America, we could take off, you know, a week every 3 months and go on a trip, extended trip. And so all of those became my why I loved and why we must homeschool. So come up with your why, okay? Number one, know your why. Write it on a piece of paper, hang it up, let your children know, help them recite it back to you. So whenever you threaten to take them to public school, they can say, hey, mom, remember the why? Okay, the why. This is why you wanted to homeschool us, all right? Number two, as you have made this decision to homeschool, the next thing you want to do is find out your laws in your state, okay? Every law is managed by different homeschooling requirements and expectations and law. Now, here in South Carolina, and you hear me refer back to South Carolina laws because that's where I'm at, and that's what I do, make sure homeschool families know the law and abide by the law in the state. But in the state of South Carolina specifically, we have laws that you have to figure out which option you want to homeschool under, option 1, 2, or 3. And I'll do another podcast that explains that for those of you who are in South Carolina. But if you're in a different state, you want to know what those laws are so that you can abide by them and be sure that you are doing homeschooling legally in your state, okay? So next, know your legal requirements and responsibility as you homeschool in your state. And three, de-school. This is a foreign word, but I cannot stress it enough. De-school yourself and your children. If your children have been to public school, you definitely need to go through this process of de-schooling. And if you are a product of public school, you need to go through this process of de-schooling. So what does that actually mean? Basically, de-schooling is ridding your psyche, your mind, your inner being, your thought process from public school and what public school is, so that you will not bring public school into your homeschool. All right? I'm going to say that again. De-schooling is this process of ridding yourself of as much knowledge as you know of how public school operates and runs, so that you will not do the same thing in your home. Homeschooling is doing educating in your home. And home is not like, you know, a public school. It's not like it at all. And so do not think you should come into your home and set it up as a public school, you know, with the whiteboard, with desks, with, you know, raise your hand if you have a question. You know, don't have this mindset that they have to ask for permission to go to the bathroom. I mean, just all the things that we grew up in public school with, and I am a product of public school, we don't bring that into our homeschool. All right. Create the atmosphere that you desire in your home school. All right. Be creative. My kids have homeschool at the kitchen table, on the den floor, in their rooms, all over the place. Many times we would pack up and go to the library, pack up and go to a museum, pack up and have, you know, an outing and have lunch out in a park and have school. Set out a blanket in our backyard. We have a pasture out here. Set up a blanket, lay out there and have school. It's all different. You know, maybe you will, well, this goes into point number four and my last point. There's a ton of points. And so if there's some things that you want to share, please share. But the next point is, you know, choose your curriculum and how will you educate your children? You don't have to have just books, you know, homeschool curriculum. You have the good old library. You have online courses and resources available. You have your own ability to create curriculum based on what your children enjoy and like. If they enjoy something outside of the normal, you know, five basic subjects that you engage in schooling, but maybe they love chess. All right, gather some books and things and create your own curriculum based around chess or origami or, you know, design or whatever the case may be. Choose your curriculum. So become educated on what's available to you. And there's a lot. And if you don't know, you know, you can always find some friends or Google. Okay. And number five, the very last point is get connected with the community. Okay. The biggest thing that people always ask me, the first thing, the main big deal is socialization. Are your children socialized? When people think of homeschool, they think of their children or children being in their home all day, away from the society, away from the world, and just stuck in the home doing schoolwork. This could be further from the truth. And there's so many resources out there for our kids to get connected to. We have to really pick and choose which ones are we going to get connected to. So moms, if you're on Facebook or YouTube or any of the social media platforms, find a community which you can connect to so that you can ask questions, you know, share some steam or whatever. If you're in a, you know, at wherever you are, look to find a community, a co-op, or something like that, where your kids can get connected to and find friends, or, you know, whatever. There's so many ways to make sure your child is socialized and have a community that they can connect to. So make sure you do those things. So those are the five main things on my top of my list that you should be aware of and consider now that you've made this decision to homeschool, okay? All right, so that's it for today. This is Angela Jordan Perry with the Homeschool Upstart Podcast. Thanks for joining in, and until next time, Be sure to tell a friend or 10 about the Homeschool Upstart podcast. And thanks for joining in today on the Homeschool Upstart podcast. If you have specific subjects you'd like to hear me discuss as it relates to homeschooling or life in general, drop me a note at thehomeschoolupstart@gmail.com. Take care. Bye-bye.